Every marriage lives in a body. That may sound obvious, but many couples forget it. They talk about love, communication, faith, conflict, and commitment, but they forget that husbands and wives are embodied souls. The body is not separate from the marriage. The body is part of how the marriage is lived. This matters deeply for desire. Desire is affected by sleep, stress, hormones, pregnancy, childbirth, nursing, infertility, body image, medication, aging, menopause, illness, surgery, chronic pain, depression, anxiety, grief, exhaustion, and work pressure. A couple may think we are losing desire when part of what is happening is that their bodies are overloaded. A wife may feel ashamed because her body has changed after children, illness, or aging. A husband may feel embarrassed because stress, fatigue, or health issues are affecting his confidence. One spouse may feel rejected. The other may feel pressured. One may want closeness. The other may fear that closeness will immediately become expectation. If couples do not talk about these things with grace, the silence becomes heavy. The enemy of covenant fire is not only temptation. Sometimes it is shame. Sometimes it is exhaustion. Sometimes it is resentment. Sometimes it is fear. Christian couples need non-shaming conversations about desire through changing seasons. They need language like, "I miss feeling close to you. I am not rejecting you. I am tired and overwhelmed. I want tenderness before sexual expectation. I feel insecure about my body. I want us to find our way back to each other. I need us to talk without blame. I still desire you, but this season feels different." These conversations require courage. They also require holiness. No spouse should use body changes as an excuse for betrayal. No spouse should use desire as a weapon. No spouse should use scripture to pressure the other into unsafe or unwanted intimacy. Covenant love is never coercive. At the same time, a spouse should not let silence, shame, or bitterness quietly freeze the marriage. The Christian path is truth with tenderness. Sometimes the faithful next step is a medical appointment. Sometimes it is counseling. Sometimes it is rest. Sometimes it is confession. Sometimes it is forgiveness. Sometimes it is a date night. Sometimes it is learning to touch affectionately again without pressure. Desire through changing bodies requires patience, but patience does not mean passivity. A couple can say, "This season is different," but we are not giving up on covenant delight. The body changes, the covenant remains, and by God's grace, desire can mature into something deeper than early intensity, faithful tenderness, exclusive delight, and the joy of being known, chosen, and pursued through every season.